Good day to you everyone, this is Noor and welcome to today's video. In today's video, we are going to talk about one critical point when it comes to creating your product and communicating with your customer. You see, today I want to talk about simplicity over complexity. You see, so many entrepreneurs or starting entrepreneurs or hobbyists or whatever it is, they want to impress people, so they overcomplicate stuff. You see, they want to actually impress their friend and their family, and they want to show the customers that they understand a lot. However, in that process, they actually overcomplicate the process for this customer, and the customer now actually become frustrated and they want to buy the product anymore. You see that a lot. You see, when so many entrepreneurs, they believe that they are geniuses and they want to impress. And that's not the main job of an entrepreneur. You see, if you have been following me, I was always trying to simplify the process of business. Now, I could use more fancy words. I can overcomplicate things, but that's not what I should do. Why? Because my job is actually to make you understand things in the most simplistic way, right? And that's the job for you as an entrepreneur. When you want to pitch your product, simplify it so most people can understand it, okay? Don't overcomplicate your jargons. No one cares. And actually, you have to understand one thing. When your customer does not understand your product, when your customer does not understand your pitch, when your customer does not understand what you're talking about, and when your customers start to feel that you are trying to impress, or you are trying to outsmart them, or you are trying to show them that you are someone unique, you lose your audience. And if you lose an audience, you lose a customer, okay? Therefore, what I want you right now to do is something like this. I want you to understand your topic or your product on a very deep level. And then I want you to write it down, okay? I want you to write it down. And once you write it down, I want you to read it for yourself, okay? I want you to read it. Now, when you read it, I don't want you just to read it and feel, yeah, I made something. No, I want you to read it and then I want you to ask yourself, does this sound too smart? Does this sound too complicated? Does this sound like I'm showing off? Now, if I read something like this to a 10-year-old kid, would they understand it? What's about if I tell it to someone who wants to learn business, but they actually had no previous experience or no previous college knowledge? Would they understand it? You see, when you start to look at stuff like this, you start to have empathy toward your customer. And you start to understand that when you simplify things, right? Now your customer actually understands what you're talking about. Now you are communicating with the customer. And when you communicate with the customer versus when you communicate at the customer, that's two different scenarios. When you talk with the customer, you become a friend of the customer. When you talk at the customer, you become a teacher, right? Or someone who is very important talking to a customer, a genius talking to a customer. However, in most scenarios, for a customer to make a buying purchase, they first need to be familiar with you and your product. And in order to feel familiar, they need to understand the language, okay? The language is the most important thing. And therefore, you need to simplify your knowledge, you need to simplify your language, and you need to simplify your visual. I'm not saying don't make it cool. I'm saying simplify the language. You see my language right now? It's simple, right? I'm not trying to talk like an expert. I'm not trying to talk like a university professor, right? That's not my job. Keep that for Harvard, right? On YouTube, most people don't have that complicated language and phrases in order to understand that thing. Most of your audience might be a global audience and they would not understand a complicated phrase. Therefore, simplify it so they understand. And once they understand, they are probably going to connect with you. And once they connect, they will buy from you, okay? So I see so many people fail or so many products fail. It's just because they overcomplicated, okay? So that's going to be for today's video. In tomorrow's video, we are going to talk about another point when it comes to entrepreneurship and selling your product. Until then, I will see you. Take care for now. Bye-bye.